whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
All righty, thank you, Lucius. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. I got my money deposited onto my very legal online betting account. I'm ready to rock. I'm thinking about parlaying this thing. I'm getting Texas plus 6 with the under at 51.5. Okay, that's what I'm thinking going into this as we head back out to the stadium where Will Chambers is live, getting set to take it all in now in less than 2 hours. And a good afternoon, Will. How the heck are you?
Boys, are we ready to have some fun tonight or what?
Yes.
I mean, how good is this? I mean, we have got the two teams that through the start of the college football playoff have been offensively, for the most part, on fire. And I know at times Texas has been a little bit shaky, but, you know, I think this is the matchup that throughout most of the year a lot of people were hoping at some point was going to happen in the playoff, and it's here in our backyard. And I'll tell you this, let me set the scene a little bit, because I'm standing on the 25-yard line. I come out of the elevator. I don't know exactly, I have limited field access, but as you boys know, I'm going to find out how limited it is. And I walk out of the elevator, and I actually walk out onto the field with the Texas Longhorns, who had literally just gotten off the bus. I was right in front of Jahdae Brown and Elijah Bond as they came out and very well dressed. And in the elevator on the way down, some talk from some Texas beat writers that there may be a change in the lineup for the Longhorns. So the kicking situation may be a little bit different at game time. Just throwing it out there, that's something I overheard.
I love it. I love it. Will Chambers giving you the inside scoop there from the stadium, riding elevators with the players, walking onto the field with them. This is outstanding, Chambers. Now, I was talking about this game and my desire to bet it here tonight in the opening segment. You said don't put anything down till we hear from each other. So what do you got for us on this? And what do you think of my parlay here? Texas plus 6 with the under. What do you say?
Well, before I tell you about what I think of Ohio State and how they're going to win this in the national title, let me qualify it with that Texas matches up with Ohio State defensively. Texas on the defensive end. It'll be the best matchup that they've had all year, I would say, but in particular from what we've seen from them over the last couple weeks. Zach, I've heard you talking about it. When you think about the defensive backs, I mean, it's not just about, you know, Jahdae Brown. You know, they're awfully good on that back end with Tafe Mukuba. But, and also, Zach, I thought you mentioned just to start out the show was right as well. If they can get after Will Howard and get him on the ground, that could be a big thing. This game is going to be huge in the first quarter because of how fast Ohio State has gotten out to their leads against Tennessee, you know, 21 points in the first three possessions. Against Oregon, you know, we all know what we saw. And I don't know if Texas will be able to keep up with Ohio State if they do indeed get out to that, you know, big lead that we've seen them do over the last few weeks. This team, I am so reminiscent, not of the team, but really of the playoff in 2019. LSU was the best team all year, but they were really playing their best football going into the playoffs, and they smoked Oklahoma. And then they went on to just, you know, pretty much blow out. I mean, I think it was only 17, but the game was really not even that close with Trevor Lawrence and Clemson. And Brian, I know you know that team well, and I'm not here to tell you that Will Howard is Joe Burrow.
Right.
But the way that they're playing, the way that they look against the competition that we've seen, that is what it reminds me of. And if Ohio State gets on the board in their first three possessions and it's 17 points or greater, I don't know how Texas is going to be able to keep up.
So you like Ohio State minus 6, it sounds like.
I like Ohio State minus 13, to be honest.
Wow. It's quite a pick here from Will Chambers. Now, apparently you don't have a lot of faith in Quinn Ewers.
I think that Quinn had a terrific game, honestly, against last week against Arizona State. I think that he, a lot of what we talk about with him is inconsistency. I actually see the opposite. The reason why it's inconsistent is because he's easy to pick off if you know where the direction of the offense and the play is going. He throws a lofted football, one that has a lot of air underneath it. He doesn't really drive the football. So that's where you saw that pick in the second half. But I thought his decision-making, I thought some of the other plays that he made, and with his arm, he played really well. But Will Howard has been the best quarterback in the college football playoff. And I think if you are forcing Texas to go away from the running game, that's really, really going to hurt them. And then I think it's going to put Quinn in a very difficult position in which he's going to throw multiple picks, get Caleb Downs in the middle of that secondary for Ohio State that is maybe the best in the country.
Will Chambers spitting knowledge live on the 25-yard line at AT&T Stadium.
Let's go, baby.
As we get you ready for the Cotton Bowl.
The atmosphere here is absolutely electric. I this is why we get into this business, boys, and I'm telling you right now, I hope I'm wrong about the early start and that this is just a heavyweight fight.
No, I think a lot of the stuff you're saying is amazing. I'm happy you're there representing us. I wonder what's the fan looking like right now when it comes to like Ohio State representation, Texas representation. I didn't know if the weather might have hurt some of the Buckeye fans that were traveling trying to get to DFW.
I thought about the same thing, man. And, you know, going out to Pasadena and then Dallas and then possibly Atlanta, I mean, that's a lot, you know, on a fan base. I will say that Dallas is the easiest place to get to, you know, for the most part in the country, and some of the cheaper flights. So maybe that was going to temper things. From what I've seen right now inside the building, the Longhorn fans are here. I'm seeing a lot of burnt orange. I see some scarlet and gray, not as much yet, but on the outside coming in, maybe the reason why I don't see them here is because the quote-unquote best damn band in the land was out in a place that you guys know very well, the Miller Lite West Plaza of AT&T Stadium. They were out there performing, so might be a little late coming in. And the tailgating, limited from what I saw, parking in lot 11 and on my way in because I just came straight in, definitely a lot more Ohio State than I saw with Texas. But that's just on that, you know, how I had to get in. I didn't travel around the entire building.
It's Will Chambers here with you in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, Will, before we let you go, thoughts on the NFL wild card weekend. Do you have any heat against the spread for us there?
Yes, and it's all written down upstairs in the media, in the press box.
Texans, Chargers, Ravens, Steelers.
I'm not a big fan of how the Steelers have been playing defense as of late. And I know that there's no Zay Flowers for Baltimore. I still get a feeling that, you know, Lamar is really dialed in to change the narrative around him in the playoffs. I really like Baltimore. The Rams are one that I was I'd say the one that I really like was giving the points to Denver. Denver's defense is pretty salty, Bo Nix, the way that I think Detroit played Buffalo is similar to how Sean Payton wants to play them. So I believe Buffalo's going to win, but I really, really like Denver in the points.
A lot of people do as well. That line is coming down a bit throughout the afternoon. Will, you get to be at that game tonight, and maybe we'll get to check in with you a little bit later on to see how it is setting up. The kickoff at 6:30, just over 90 minutes now until the college football semifinal. Will Chambers, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, you got it. I'll send you some updates, guys.
Cheers. There he goes. Thank you. Man, what an absolute beast. It's great to have him on the squad. Okay, an addition of the finest coming up next, Chief. Where are you taking us?
Yes, let's prep our bodies for wild card weekend. Who's got the most pressure for the wild card weekend matchups this weekend? That's next year in the nation.